Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, a weekly podcast supported by you, where our mission is to work towards a cleaner podcast as a partner to our listeners, providing high-quality analytical services and solutions by highly trained and dedicated hosts in the most cost-effective and time-efficient manner. Thanks for joining us.
New listeners should know that's not always what we say at the beginning of the show.
Even though it sounds like it could be.
Older listeners will know that's us parodying a mission statement. What I bet none of the listeners have guessed is that this week's mission statement was found on a coffee mug.
Whoop whoop! But like in the wild.
Yes. Mission statement for CompuChem Environmental Corporation that Rich Straffolino, our wonderful producer, found on a coffee mug at Grumpy's Cafe.
That is incredible. He literally was like, I found this mug and that's the mission statement for the day.
And
like,
took a picture. Yeah. And there we are. Now we got it.
Woo-hoo. Oh, amazing. And the show is, as they say, on the road.
If you are on the road in Las Vegas, you might have noticed the MSG Sphere has lit up. Do you know about the MSG Sphere, Molly?
I don't.
Okay, it's not MSG as in the seasoning. It's Madison Square Garden.
I'm like, is it food related? It's got to be.
It's not food related, sadly. It is an arena for musical acts that is an actual sphere.
So I did see this. I didn't think it was actually real because it's so bananas.
It is totally bananas. I remember seeing it while it was being built, thinking like, well, it looks kind of unremarkable. It's just a small arena. Don't they have a ton of those in Las Vegas? I didn't understand at the time that it is all LEDs on the outside and inside. So from the outside, you can turn it into anything. You could make it look like a basketball or the globe. And on the inside, you can project anything behind the performers so that it's basically like the same thing they do on The Mandalorian, except you're in the crowd experiencing it along with the people performing.
Whoa. So it's fully like in the round.
Yeah. It's one of the only spheres in existence,
like
an actual spherical structure, right? It's not an oval. It's not a half dome. It's a sphere.
It's so weird. I mean, I really truly thought these were all Photoshops, like the lights and the lava go over it and it looks like it's rolling across. I mean, this is like Vegas basically trying to be like, uh-oh, Dubai is coming for us. We better step it up.
it is become a meme of its own. So you may see things out there that aren't real because people are absolutely Photoshopping it, but it's hard to tell because some of the real stuff doesn't look like it should be real.
This is a really good one. This is a really good catch because I have, in fact, I've been traveling and so I haven't exactly been paying attention, but I've just seen all these like bonkers visuals go by. And thank goodness you explained it because
Yeah, the NBA
Everyone's
one is the best.
Talking about this.
Because it just looks like there's a big old basketball sitting on the horizon.
This is cool.
So next time you go to Vegas, keep an eye out for the sphere. Maybe you'll even see a show there. Who knows?
I want to see the sphere from the sky. Like I want to fly into Vegas.
Oh, when you're
Vegas
like flying in, like have it lit up, showing something. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
No, totally.
Oh my God, that is bananas. Yeah, great one. Great, great catch. For example, if I were flying over it, I could make a TikTok and I could be like POV, the sphere from above.
Oh, is that because a thing now to say POV about yourself?
In every video, just constantly. Like I see POV, POV, POV. And it sort of means like I'm describing my actual POV.
Right.
But not quite. And it's almost, I see people use it the way that they used to do that one that nobody could quite figure out, where it was like, nobody, colon, me, blah, 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 blah. Right? So sometimes you just see like a caption that just says POV, and then the person being like, blah, 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 blah. And then other times, that's a direct quote.
Yeah, I get it.
And then other times, it's just, you know, a literal POV. But a lot of times, it's just sort of a caption on the thing that you're about to do. And it's everywhere. And I thought it was kind of stupid. And I was like, I don't know if this is really worth bringing to It's a Thing. And then I did a little mini research today. And there was literally an article about it in Parade magazine on June 12th.
Oh, yeah, no, you did the right thing. This is excellent. And I have not encountered it yet. So you're doing me a total solid here.
Oh, thank goodness.
So people are using it like in my opinion, like something POV.
Some are. According to some Parade are definitely magazine. Using it. Yeah, exactly. It's like it's almost as if you mashed your actual point of view together with your opinion,
mm-hmm.
and then you get POV. And it's, again, like as so many things can be in this weird, weird digital world, it's very strangely subtle.
Never doubt your ability to bring the best things, POV.
Aw. Yeah, just a complete social media slang. It's just like,
is great. And yeah, it's Saray and Shannon are both backing you on this.
Oh, good. That means it's real then.
Yep. And Shara, yes, too. And Shara Marie, too.
It can totally be quick synopsis of what's going on. POV or a small business owner doing this work thing. It can be sincere. It can be not sincere. Joyce G, are they using it? It says, my younger coworkers use it all the time lately. I wonder if they're using it like in real life now.
Oh,
if people
wow.
are also yeah. saying it, that would be bananas. But yeah, it's just...
I'm going to nonstop. Lunch, POV. What? No.
POV, having my lunch at my desk because work is back.
while you're eating your lunch at your desk and people are like, yeah, no, I can see you.
You're like, I'm looking right at you. Yeah.
You're looking at right at me, POV.
I can't believe, by the way, that Parade not only wrote this up, but has contents, like a table of contents. What does POV mean?
Let's break it down for you.
What is a POV? Mm. What is a POV in real life?
Also, POV Parade Magazine's still a thing. That's I know, something right? out of this conversation, too.
Welcome. And they're doing the thing where they link every noun in their article, like videos.
Oh, wow.
And romantic.
Romantic is linked? I didn't notice that.
And then it links to a story, 125 romantic love quotes to send your
well,
special
there you
son.
Go. That's how you get good SEO, apparently.
Bravo, Parade. Mm-hmm. POV, fascinated by Parade magazine again.
All right. My other thing this week is parrots are the new pigeons. And this is based on me running into like a dozen articles about how monk parakeets have taken over Brooklyn. And then as I looked into it to see if like monk parakeets in Brooklyn were a thing, because there's like a safari you can take to see the monk parakeet nests. Turns out parakeets have taken over 60 of, at least 60 of the world's 380 or so parrot species have a breeding population in a country outside their natural geographical range. And it's most often in cities because the parakeets get let go by owners who are irresponsible and then are in the wild and breed and set up shop.
What?
There's just parakeets all over the place, apparently.
I mean, this feels like something that happens in Costa Rica when you go on vacay, but not.
No, no. In yeah. That would be in their natural geographical range. But no, you're seeing them. Yeah. In Connecticut, in Brooklyn, in Tokyo, in places that they wouldn't normally be. But because monk parakeets in particular, they live in areas in South America that have varying climates, like they up in the mountains, they can survive in cooler weather. And so they have been.
This is fascinating. Apparently, as early as 1839, Charles Darwin described the monk parakeet species as a major agricultural pest in South America.
Yeah. And there's some cities who are like, we need to do something about these parakeets. They're like building, because they build these group nests that can become a nuisance because they're huge.
Right. Oh my God, they're so cool, though. I want to see one.
I
In Connecticut?
I had no idea. I had seen parakeets in my old neighborhood in LA before I moved here, and just thought like, oh, is that somebody's pet that got out? No. Well, maybe at some point, but no, it's probably just wild parakeets.
Red masked parakeets live on Telegraph Hill in San Francisco. Rosy-faced lovebirds decorate the palm trees of Pima. That's amazing. That's a great one. All around the world, parrots are taking over, and you know everybody noticed because everybody's into freaking birding.
And by the way, I didn't see anyone in the stories I read saying parrots are the new pigeons. So I felt it had to be said.
Nailed it. You own that. That is your thing.
It's a thing. Trademark.
You have a stamp on that thing.
Parrots are the new pigeons. Tell them where you heard it. Especially the next time you see a bunch of monk parakeets, which you will now.
Which apparently you will, because there's a lot of them. Oh, I want to go there. And then they have, meanwhile, then they have the owl in Central Park, too. Uh-huh. New York is going off with bird content.
It's a jungle out there.
Hey-o. Also, I'm really embarrassed that I just called it bird content instead of just birds.
Bird content.
Just birds.
POV, birds.
POV when you refer to real life things as content.
Yep. Hashtag bird content.
I want to do over. I want to live in a different branch of the multiverse. Oh, good Lord. Well, I almost didn't do this one, but then it just made me laugh so hard about how we're now just mashing things up in whatever possible way we can, because apparently the hot trend of hot girl summer is coastal cowgirl.
Oh, nice. So
we had coastal grandma.
Right.
And then we had Yahoo Agenda.
Uh-huh.
And there were like lots more cowgirl and cowboy vibes.
Yep.
And now we've just gone ahead and mashed them together. I'm shocked that Core has not been incorporated at some point, but it probably will.
Oh, coastal cowgirl Core must be just around the corner. Yeah.
Right. Like, I think it's
coastal cowcore.
Cowcore. But yes, coastal cowgirl is the trend of summer, and luckily Refinery 29 is here to show us how to take it into fall.
Good. We don't have to leave it in the summer.
No, we can still rock it with the chain belts and the cowgirl hats and turquoise.
What would you say separates coastal cowgirl from just cowgirl?
It seems to be a preponderance of swimsuits.
That makes sense, because you might want to jump in the ocean right off your horse.
I guess so. Yeah, you know, and then it's not. So instead of wearing like, you know, heavy jeans and like jodhpurs and boots or something, you're wearing more like a flowy dress.
Yeah.
That would be appropriate for the beach, or could be a swimsuit cover up. And then you got your like cowgirl hat and maybe some boots. And then you have gold and turquoise jewelry always.
Oh, Shannon nailed it. Newport Beach line dancing bar. Done. Oh
my God. That is magical.
Yeah.
It is so specific and incredible. I love it.
That is cowcore right there.
That's cowcore. Wow. Newport Beach line dancing bar. I both want to go there and also want to burn it down.
You want to go there and then burn it down after you've gone.
This is a tough one. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to have a really fun night there and then burn it down. The hat that is on Amazon and will soon be at itsathing.me/shop. That apparently is one of those, you know how once in a while Amazon has some sort of an apparel sensation? This hat is the most wannabe-ish I have ever seen. It's got like a big turquoise bead in the front, and then it's that string bone necklace that you used to wear as a choker when you were coming up in the 90s. All around it. I mean, this hat is like
that hat just,
I'm almost embarrassed for whoever
That hat has my sister underneath it in like 1978, I feel.
Yeah,
like. Yeah,
totally. That choker was around my neck for sure for most of the early 90s.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's,
well, I like the one with the red bead though. Yeah, I mean, I'm so mad about this entire thing, and I'm probably gonna get this hat.
Coastal cowgirl
is awesome, but I don't want that with the turquoise. That's too much. That's too wannabe. It's try hard.
But then again, full thing.
I want it. If you're gonna do it, then do it. All of my content lately, like, I think this is just a me thing, but like my cute animal watching content has migrated over the months from huskies, and where it was exclusively huskies, to other cute animals, mostly like interspecies cuteness. Like, oh my God, a turtle's best friends with a puppy, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But now it's all horse content.
Oh,
I don't know if that's a broader thing. Like,
that
I don't
feels
know,
like
girl.
A summer, like it would be like, oh yeah, it's summer, time to jump on the horse and go riding, kind of.
Maybe
while it's now know. That it's warm.
Yeah, I mean, if coastal cowgirl is a thing, I guess it's not. It's just a short hop to like full on, you know, horse girl.
It's just
being a thing.
Foot in a stirrup to.
Anyway, now you know. Just go for it. Just go for it. Just get the stupid hat. Get a
floaty
dress.
Just do it.
Boom,
go.
Basically a supermodel.
That's amazing. Let's get to your super things. Feedback at itsathing.me. Carlene wrote in on spoons and croissant. The spoon theory is big in my circle, says Carlene, and it's great when talking to friends to see what mental health levels we are at to support each other. Another analogy the geek in me loves is the same concept as D&D spell slots. So you have a number of slots to keep your spells. Also, apparently, my brother and I, both in our 40s, are ahead of the game. We would flatten Pillsbury croissants and apply butter and honey back in the 80s. It's the only way to eat them. You were way ahead. Well done, Carlene. Love all that you do. I remember fangirling over both Tom and Molly at Web 2.0 circa 2008. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. I was sent a photo the other day of a pizza, like a DiGiorno, like a freezer pizza with a croissant crust.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude, the croissant thing is really spreading. It's incredible.
Literally spreading.
Hey-o. Davey. Spreading and smashing.
Yep.
Davey wrote in with some tot thoughts. Hey, Tom and Molly, I just heard you discussing a trend towards simple, comfortable foods, specifically tater tots. And I wondered, has anyone introduced you two to the delicious breakfast potato treat known as the tot waffle?
Oh, no.
Dude.
Tot.
So apparently... This originated in a video that was going around during the lockdown days of the pandemic. Side note, when everybody got weird about food. The recipe consists of one simple bag of frozen tater tots and one waffle iron.
Oh,
apply one to the other until the potatoes are crispy. Then garnish, if you want to be traditional, with maple ketchup. Yes, it's just what you're imagining.
Yeah. Oh,
incredible.
I might have to buy some tater tots.
I mean, that sounds kind of awesome, actually.
Yeah. So my sister's coming into town. She'll need breakfast tomorrow.
Ooh, get tot waffles and then get some like cheese curds and gravy.
Oh,
and you can do it like a waffle type, like a breakfast poutine type situation.
Tot-tine.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
She's eating good in the neighborhood.
David wrote in on a place he saw Enneagrams taking off. Hi, Tom and Molly. Just wanted to write in about the Enneagrams. I find it interesting that you all are seeing this right now. Right as the pandemic was raging, the mega church I was working at as a systems admin here in Peoria, Arizona, started using the Enneagram as a way to know how employees will react to each other and help staff to understand what their strengths and weaknesses are. This has been making the rounds in church going circles for the last couple of years. Maybe it's one of those things that got restarted in the church and then people talk outside of the church and it started blowing up. He links to an article from 2021 Christian magazine, relevantmagazine.com. This is the book that I think got it all started in the churches, The Road Back to You, An Enneagram Journey to Self-Discovery. Great work as always. Thank you, David. Yeah, this seems plausible, right?
That's amazing. It definitely does. And that's a deep dive. I love it.
And I could absolutely see this becoming a thing. I can absolutely see Enneagrams being useful in a church situation to like help everybody get along and, you know, somebody saying, okay, yes, this is a good, wholesome way to do this. And then of course it takes off because then people start talking to other people outside the church circles and like, well, right. Yeah, you heard about the Enneagram thing. Yeah. That totally makes sense to me.
I really wonder. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I love it. Also, this article is so interesting. Like, one of the great benefits of the Enneagram is that it helps us not to put people in boxes, but to view them with greater compassion.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good thing. Yeah. I like it.
Fascinating. Honestly, we could not do this without you because you contribute so much to the show week after week in the form of your incredible emails and insights and also sometimes, you know, your cash money.
Just true.
To those of you who support us at patreon.com/itsathing, Some of you are kind enough to support us at the shout out level. And that is where this content comes in, if you will. Your shout outs, which are custom crafted week by week by producer Rich Straffolini. And this week, the shout outs are based on a promotion poster for the Atari game Thunderjaws.
Thunderjaws.
I'm already so happy.
I loved this. This is amazing. All right. All right. How do we break this up? I'll start. Take a second. Yeah, all right.
Perfect.
Here we go. Promotion poster for Thunderjaws. Shout outs. When it's not safe for Kevin Sill to go into the water and Andrew Bradley can't wait to dive in.
If one Lara Abel lurking in the waters can become a smash hit, imagine the feeding frenzy when you have a giant cybernetic Benjamin Forrest and mutant Mike Akins, bionic Joe Hood, and lizard Louis St. Amour.
There are just a few of the menacing Valor trucks starring in Thunder Morris Jones, the latest, greatest undersea adventure from A.J. Venturella. It's Gabriel Cohen is spellbinding. It's Eric Duncan sizzling. It's Jake Woods stunning. In short, it's everything you expect from the premier manufacturer of James C. Smith Entertainment.
Dive in before you get flooded. With Lee Price.
Thunderjaws.
A giant cybernetic Benjamin Forrest, I want to play.
Thunder Morris Jones.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to It's a Thing, for becoming a member of It's a Thing at patreon.com/It's a Thing. We could not do this without you.
Indeed. You can support the show by buying that hat through our affiliate link. Look for that in the show notes and all kinds of stuff at our shopping page. It's a thing.me/shop. And don't forget to keep emailing us feedback at it's a thing.me. Keep those eating things coming.
Bah, bah, bah. See you next week.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.